Okay, then we'll discuss about the clinical variants of vitiligo, and we have three variants. First is the mixed vitiligo. The second is the hypochromic vitiligo, also known as a vitiligo minor, and then halo nevus associated leukoderma. First जो है ना वो mixed vitiligo, as the name shows कि वो individual जिसके अंदर जो है ना there is a combination of both types of vitiligo, that is segmental and non-segmental vitiligo in the same individual, it is known as a mixed vitiligo. Then we'll talk about the hypochromic vitiligo or the vitiligo minor. This is commonly and predominantly present in dark skin individuals in which there is a partial defect in the pigmentation, or we can say that it is partial loss of the pigment. And the relationship to the true vitiligo is supported by the fact that when we do the pathological examination, there are findings of vitiligo present in it, and there is a coexistent conventional or classical vitiligo lesions as well. So the important differential in this will be early stages of the cutaneous lymphoma, for which we need to do the repeated biopsies to rule it out. The third type is the halo nevus associated leukoderma. It is a type of, or we can say that is a clinical variant of vitiligo, in which the vitiligo macules are coexistently present with the halo nevus, in which the lesions of the halo nevus will be present in the large numbers, and along with this, on the other side of the body, there will be lesions of the vitiligo. So this phenomena differs from the classical vitiligo because in this the areas of leukoderma or hypopigmented areas are often more limited, and they are not as much clearly demarcated as from the normal skin as the normal vitiligo hypopigmented or depigmented macules, and the leukoderma in this is also not progressive. The disorder probably results from temporary autoimmune process directly linked to the halo phenomena, and this lesion is analogous to melanoma associated leukoderma.